Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
All right, let's go! Tommy Lugauer! Lugie! George Lombard should be here now. He should have been here last week. 888-808-1019. On the heels of the worst loss of the season, the Yankees followed it up with another brutal extra innings game. And the Yankees are absolutely awful in extras. Awful. It's one of those situations that you can't explain. I mean, the offense we know now is anemic. And Lombard should be up here. Volpe is awful. The bloom is off the rose with Caballero. I felt like everything was pointing towards Lombard making his triumphant sort of debut with the Yankees here on Friday of last week. And for some reason, that did not happen. And here we are a week later, and the Yankee offense is just lifeless, listless. And that's why, as we are now Thursday, Friday, three or four days away from the trade deadline, I don't want to hear about Skubal. I don't want to hear about Miller. The issue with the Yankees is not their starting rotation. In fact, the three guys they have that are aces, Cole, Slitlin, Fried, that is a championship rotation. The bullpen, which is taxed right now, it's completely shot, but the way they have pitched this year after a slow start, to me, it's a close to, if not championship, bullpen. So Skubal and Miller don't make any sense for the Yankees. What makes sense is offense. You start with Lombard getting called up here. You need a professional catcher. You need another outfielder. You need an infielder. Now, Lombard can serve that purpose. But the Yankees have to make upgrades offensively. That's where the focus should be. They need to bring in guys that don't strike out, guys that put the ball in play, and if you can get a guy that has postseason experience, even better. Because what will be the Yankees' undoing this year is what usually is their undoing, and that is the offense going to sleep in the postseason. Last night, Ollie Sanchez basically had his head in his rear end. And today's Yankee head in their rear end award goes to Jason Dominguez, who overslides third base. And Dominguez has been all hype, no substance. All hype, no substance. And I think you can get something for Dominguez because of his age. There'll be a team that says, you know what, he's 23 years old. Everybody thought he'd be Mickey Mantle and Mike Trout. He still has a long runway. He still has many years ahead of him as a player. He's not even in his prime. I think there are teams out there that would certainly give up a nice piece to get Jason Dominguez back. But as far as being a Yankee, as far as his Yankee tenure, I think it's time to cut the cord on Dominguez. Wells, you would like to be sent out of here if you're a Yankee fan watching this guy play every day, but the Yankees love his defense, so in all likelihood, They're going to bring in a catcher, and that catcher will platoon with Wells. You know Sanchez is going to be gone soon. Volpe needs to be gone. Caballero could just be a role player. McMahon could just be a role player. Grisham absolutely is awful. He should be cut or traded, I don't know, an hour ago. He can't hit. I don't know what he's thinking about yesterday in center field, where he's basically playing in the stands, and he lets a ball drop in front of him to end the game, playing no doubles defense. I applaud the grittiness, I applaud the gutsiness, and I applaud where the Yankees have and how the Yankees have played with all the injuries and obstacles. But the fact of the matter is, this offense is not going to cut it. And the reinforcements of a Judge or a Stanton, they're not coming anytime soon. In fact, your guess is as good as mine as far as Stanton. And by the way, don't ask Aaron Boone when Stanton's coming back, even though Aaron Boone created this mess by going on Talking Yanks podcast, by going on there and saying, well, you know, Stanton's coming along great, and he should be back in a reasonable amount of time. And then the following day, Aaron Boone says, well, there's no timetable for Stanton's return.
I don't know.
And then a week later, Aaron Boone says, essentially, stop asking.
I don't know.
And we'll let you know when we know, because I don't know. Could you imagine if you go out on a Saturday night with the boys, you're married, and you tell your wife, listen, honey, going out with the guys in the city, big celebration, steak dinner. I'll keep checking in throughout the night. Okay. So you go out, let's say 8, 9 o'clock. 11 p.m. rolls around. You call your wife up and you say, listen, honey, don't worry. We are having a great time. But I'll be back at a reasonable amount of time. And as a good wife will do, she says, all right, awesome. Kids are asleep. I'm going to watch a movie. I'll stay up. Text me when you're about 20 minutes away. And you say, all right, no problem. Then you call her back at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And in the background, you know, Little John is blasting, so clearly you're not at the library or a diner. And it's obvious that the night has no end in sight. And you say, well, listen, honey, I know I said a couple hours ago I'd be back in a reasonable amount of time, but now there's no timetable for my return.
I don't know.
She goes,
there's a sickness.
She goes, okay, all right, but I'm still going to stay up, and hopefully you're home soon. Okay, honey, I got to go. First of all, by the way, the biggest mistake you made there was pulling an ET and phoning home. You should have just told her, I'll see you when I see you.
Loogie!
But now 3 or 4 a.m. rolls around, and you call her up, and amazingly, she answers, but she was sleeping, so now you woke her up, and she's really pissed because you're not home, and you've checked in several times and keep moving the goalposts. And now at 4 a.m., you say, honey, I'll let you know when I'm on my way home, but there's essentially no end in sight. But
no biggie.
You're going to get home, and the door's going to be locked, and your stuff's going to be out on the front lawn.
My wife is a dingbat.
Yeah, I could get away with it with her because she's out to lunch, but for most wives, they're going to be like, what the heck's going on? And that's essential. And we'll play that coming up here in the next segment, because we have a new segment here on After Hours where we take clips from Aaron Boone's press conference and we apply it to our lives as married men, meaning we will play the role of our wives asking Aaron Boone the questions.
It's a sickness.
That's coming up next segment, because Aaron Boone had a doozy last night. To me, it was a Mount Rushmore moment for Aaron Boone after the game when it came to Ali Sanchez and his decision to throw the ball down to third base. You know, I know Boone has every year he's got, or, you know, maybe 2, 3, or 4 a year that are doozies. Last night, in my opinion, was an all-timer for his tenure here.
That's what we do, baby.
It was that bad. Just as bad as this offense is right now. And this is where Brian Cashman, big boy pants on, has to address the major needs of this team. It's not the rotation. It's not the bullpen. It is the lineup. Lombard should be here. He already should have been here. It's time to cut bait with a lot of the dead weight on this team. Dominguez is not cutting it. Grisham is not cutting it. Volpe's not cutting it. McMahon's not cutting it. Wells is not cutting it. In some ways, Jazz is not cutting it either. And you're at the mercy of Aaron Judge. You're at the mercy of Stanton. And whatever timetable they're on, and you're operating with the hope that they are going to be back to close to 100% when they return. Now, here's the good news. I do think Judge will be back early September, and I do think with a month under his belt, he will be ready to go for October. I can't give you the slightest guess on what's going on with Stanton. I can't. Because he has been out, Stanton has, since the Knicks played in the first round of the playoffs. The parade was already a month and a half ago. And yes, I'm still thinking about that parade because I am Tommy Ticker Tape. Ticker Tape Tommy. Thank you. And now Aaron Boone basically has just thrown his hands up when it comes to Stanton and said, listen, I love what he said yesterday. He's running. He's running? What is that? He's running. He's running? He hasn't been here in 3 months. He's running. Okay. Well, he's running.
It's a sickness.
I didn't think he was stuck in bed. We know he's running. Can he play baseball anytime soon?
Not so positive now, are you, Tommy?
I am positive, Aaron, but I feel like sometimes you do the press secretary routine and you just need to hold your players accountable. And by the way, Aaron, because you just chimed in, a couple of days ago I said you were doing the best job you've ever done as Yankee manager. And I think a lot of things can be true and multiple things can be true. Regular season, postseason, those are two different animals when it comes to the Yankees. Regular season, Aaron Boone, this franchise, they have the regular season down to a science. And that's a credit to their culture, to their organization, to upper management, to Aaron Boone, to everybody involved. The players, you name it. The Yankees know how to win in the regular season. They know how to navigate the waters. They know how to deal with a long 162 year in and year out. And they have done that through multiple regimes. That's a credit to everybody that is involved. But the postseason has been a different animal. And as much as I think the American League stinks, and it does, as much as I think the Yankees are going back to the World Series, and I do, in order to win a championship, changes need to be made. Bats need to be added to this lineup. And there needs to be some type of public accountability for the players. And yeah, when Aaron Boone hits the podium after a game, look, if they win 5-1 or it's an 8-1 loss, you could do the rhetoric and just say it's all right in front of us and you read off a teleprompter and that's fine. That's not a big deal. But
it's all right there in front of us.
Thank you, Aaron. When Ollie Sanchez does something that the entire universe knows was a moronic, from a baseball sense, ill-advised decision. When you are asked about it after the game, all you have to say is, look, we love Ollie Sanchez, but that was a poor decision. He should have put the ball in his back pocket. He shouldn't have thrown the ball down to third base. He's got to be better. He will be better. We will be better. We're moving on. If Boone just said that, then it shows, hey, okay, there's a little bit of accountability. We know that Aaron Boone is not going to rip into his players out in the open, and nobody's asking him to do that. But what we are asking for is some type of accountability. Some. And if you say, well, he does it behind closed doors, you don't know that. You have no idea what's going on behind closed doors. If only the walls could talk, and thank God they can't, but if only the walls could talk, what we can go off of is what Aaron Boone says publicly. And that was an opportunity with Sanchez, who's going to be gone in a week. He's not going to be on the roster. The Yankees are going to acquire a catcher. That was a layup to hold the player accountable. And Aaron Boone decided to go against the grain. He decided to be a contrarian there and talk more about the throw and the execution of the throw instead of the decision. Forget the fact that he bounced the ball, Aaron. Sanchez should have just never thrown the ball. And then Dominguez overslides third base. Is there any accountability going to be there with Jason Dominguez? Probably not.
We had a score of record point.
Probably not. And those are the things that to me, and this is now full body of work, where Aaron Boone just, in a situation like that, or all those years with Torres, or, and that's why I was stunned. I literally almost fell off my chair when Aaron Boone was bothered by Jazz Chisholm sucking on a lollipop. That's the hill you die on? You got Ali Sanchez throwing the ball into left field when he cost the Yankees the game in that spot. You got Jason Dominguez oversliding the bases. You had Gleyber Torres running around the bases all those years like he didn't know what he was doing. So many bad and just awful fundamentals. And the one thing you choose to get upset about is a guy enjoying a lollipop?
It's right in front of us.
A blow pop? Some gum? At the end of that lollipop, that was the thing that tipped you over.
Kind of sucks, actually.
Multiple bats need to be added to this offense, and they need to be added. Well, I mean, they're running out of time, the Yankees. And I say all this, but Brian Cashman, I think the Yankee fan wants Skubal and Miller. 80% because they're great players and they can help the team. Although neither one of them, as far as starting rotation, you don't need the help. Bullpen, you don't need the help. But I think 20% of it is fans just want Brian Cashman to go all in, take that huge swing, and do something to show everybody that the Yankees mean business. And I understand that perspective as a fan. But I disagree with it in this spot because all the trade pieces and all the assets the Yankees have need to be allocated towards the offense and improving the offense. Not acquiring, albeit, you know, he is a great starting pitcher, perhaps the best starting pitcher in all baseball. Same thing with Miller, perhaps the greatest closer in all of baseball. The offense is what needs to be addressed. Catcher, another infielder, and an outfielder. And there is dead weight on this team that needs to be dropped. They need to either be benched, released, sent down, traded. They need to be removed from this roster. Because you have a championship pitching staff. Championship. You can win the World Series with these guys. The three aces, this bullpen, that is a World Series champion pitching staff. This offense is far from it. Don't waste a year where you have this type of team and just say, well, you know, we're going to get Judge back. We're going to get Stanton back. It's all right in front of us. No worries. Can't operate like that. The catching situation is dire. And it's been dire for months and months and months. It just hasn't been addressed. And I understand that because you're not going to make a trade for you're not going to be able to get a big-time catcher or really make any kind of move April, May. You got to wait to the deadline. So I understand that. But Wells has had the worst season in the history of baseball by any position player ever. Grisham has been all hype, no substance. The shortstop battle is now more like, I don't know. Remember back in the day, what was the game where you used to play the bubble gum? This is showing my age here because I'm in my 40s now. But those games you used to play with your hands, basically, and someone would get eliminated. That's what the battle is at this point. Rock, paper, scissor is another example of it. And It's over, and neither guy won. You need to bring in somebody that could play the shortstop position. I mean, you could argue bringing in two infielders at this point. There's only just so much you can do at the deadline, but there's a lot that needs to be changed with this offense. They need guys that don't strike out. They need guys that hit for high average. They need guys that put the ball in play. The pitching is there in a big-time way. And say what you want about a Rodon, but he has shown to be, throughout his career, or at times, I should say, in his career, to be a reliable starting pitcher. And he would be fourth on this team. It's the offense that needs addressing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Rob joins us from Rockland County here on After Hours. It is Positive Tommy here in prime time. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Agreed with a lot of that stuff. Also looking forward to the segment about comparing what Boone says about the wives. That's hysterical.
I'm going to start using it on, I think it's something that all men out there, and that's why we're going to do this segment, all men that are married or even a girlfriend, fiance, they just have to do Aaron Boone speak when they are faced with some issues that their wife has with them. But we'll get into that coming up in the next segment.
Right. We could do that. And also now we could plead the fifth and under the Constitution. So we could do
all right there in front of us.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But real quick, I wanted to get your take on, I'm a longtime diehard Yankee fan. We just have to accept, especially looking at the past three or four seasons. I know Boone's been a manager longer than that, but the past three, 4 years, the Yankees are not going to make roster. They're not flipping this team over. One, they probably can't. And two, they're not going to do it because they're not going to obtain a huge contract. They're going to go for, people that are either a rental or they're going to get people that have years on them. And it's just not, the roster is going to look somewhat similar and they're going to walk into the playoffs as a wild card team and hope that Judge, Stanton and Bellinger are 100% healthy. I agree with you. Pitching is a strength on all ends, but there's three moves that I think won't cost them Lombard or Carlos Lagrange. I think they can go and get Luis Arraez.
Love it. Right off out of the gate, I love that.
Play second.
Yep.
Play second.
Okay.
Nate Jass to third. Forget about the lefty-lefty, righty-lefty stuff. You're already too lefty-heavy anyway. Just get over it and get somebody that can get on base. They trade. They get their old pal Luke Weaver back from the Mets. I know people are like, bullpen's a strength, but actually watching this last two games against the White Sox, I think some of these arms are shot.
You probably need one arm. A couple months ago, I was saying the Yankees needed a couple of arms, two or three arms, but now I think it's down to about one arm that they should trade for.
Exactly. And then the Twins catcher, Jeffers, roll the dice on him, platoon him with Wells, but make him the primary starting.
Right.
Jeffers, Luke Weaver, Luis Arraez, pray that Stanton and Judge and Bellinger come back to be 95%, 100% healthy. And that's what you have to go for because they're not guaranteed, even with their awesome starting pitching. Like, I don't want to face Crochet and the Boston Red Sox again in a wild card. They can't hit. And they got great pitching there.
Boston has great pitching.
Their Yankees aren't going to flip this. And one other thing about what you were saying about, like, how poor the baseball IQ, the errors and all that type of stuff. I mean, where does that really start? Like, are they just getting poor player development from the minors up, or why are they?
Because it's players that they bring over too. It's players that they bring over. I have said this a lot, Rob, and I appreciate the call. It sometimes is too much of a country club type atmosphere there, and I think it's with both Aarons. I think it's with Boone and Judge. Look, Bryce Harper's under some heat from his own manager for something that he said about the roster, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Bryce Harper basically said that, and look, his relationship with Dombrowski, after what Dombrowski said about Harper in the offseason, I understand they're not exactly best of friends, but still, Bryce Harper essentially came out and said, this team needs to make a bunch of changes at the deadline. We need help. We need reinforcements. And Don Mattingly, you know, took a little bit of offense to that and said, look, let Dave do his job and Bryce, you're a player and so on and so forth. And look, you know how I feel about Bryce Harper. And if you don't, I'll tell you, I think he's a panderer. I mean, the guy walks around Philly like he's Rocky. Meanwhile, he's a Cowboy fan and he's not true to himself. I think he just likes to pander, which is not hard to do down to the people in Philadelphia. I mean, they're very, you know, low IQ, but still, I often don't side with Bryce Harper. and he took a shot at my baseball team, so I got the receipts. But in this instance, I actually side with Harper because Bryce actually said that, and then you got Aaron Judge, who robotically gives you the PR spin of, well, it's above my pay grade to talk about what players we need to bring in. Above your pay grade? You make more money than Brian Cashman, like 10 times more. So it's not above your pay grade. And you essentially have stock in the team. What are you talking about? It's okay to see, this is what I mean. There are instances where Judge and Boone can just go a little bit outside of that and say something with some substance. It's okay.
It's a sickness.
I think if Aaron Judge said, hey, listen, you know what? I need to be back out there. Stanton needs to be back out there. We love the guys we have, but you know what? We could use some reinforcements. There's nothing wrong with that. It's stating the obvious. I have no issue if a star player comes out and says something like that. Now, Harper chose to do it, and like I said, it bothered his manager. Judge was asked about it a week ago and basically gave you the, well, it's above my pay grade to talk. Above your pay grade? I feel like half the reason they ran it back is because you wanted them to run it back. So I don't think it's above your pay grade, and I don't think it's an issue if you just make a comment about it when you're asked about it. It is a tough town, and everybody twists words. I get it. You want to be careful. It's New York. It's a media just craziness. But every once in a while, to hear something from Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge where it's like, okay, it's not the ChatGPT answer that they give you, I think it would go a long way. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And the other points you made there, Rob, our previous caller, Arise, I've been talking about forever now, high average, never strikes out. I don't know if he would move off of second base, but perhaps you could put Jazz somewhere else. Arise would make a ton of sense if you can make it work because of the high average. He never strikes out. Jeffers, that seems like a foregone conclusion. You keep hearing his name. You keep hearing his name. I don't think it's going to cost the Yankees a lot. A guy with...
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
A high average in Jeffers doesn't strike out a ton either. And those are the type of guys you want to acquire here. Those are the type of guys you want to be targeting. Players that don't strike out and hit for a high average, because the Yankees can't continue to strike out like this. They're not going to win the World Series. Go through the history of baseball. Teams that strike out a ton don't win at all. And it's even worse in October because the pitching is better. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Positive Tommy here.
The Big Lugowski.
Thank you. Now, this isn't fully a Big Lugowski. It's only a three-hour After Hours.
Lug evening.
That's right. So I don't really have a name for a three-hour after hours.
No biggie.
Well, it is a biggie, because now I feel like I should have had some more preparation before the show. I mean, I had a bunch of stuff planned, but I didn't really have a name for the show.
Tommy, the total package.
Yes, I am Lex Lugauer, but I also don't have a name for the three-hour after hours, because the five-hour after hours, yes, it is a big...
Big Lugowski.
That's right. But the three-hour after hours, that's a name. Now, if you have a suggestion here, audience, we'll always take your suggestions. You could call up the show at 888-808-1019, or you can hit me up on social media at Tommy Lugauer, L-U-G-A-U-E-R. And much like Ron Burgundy, whatever is on the teleprompter, I'll read it. So if you tweet something at me, not when you say nasty things about me, but even then I might read it. But when you give me a suggestion for the show, what we could call a three-hour after hours, I'll be happy to read it on the air. And if it's good, if it sticks, we'll use it.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make any sense. And if we like it, we will use it, and we will never give you any credit for it. So that you got that going for you. If you give me a suggestion and I end up using it, I will never, ever acknowledge that you gave it to me. So, but you will know when you put that head down on the pillow that a generational talent loved your idea so much that he used it on his generational show for generations and generations to come. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up in the next segment, we will play the game of taking a clip of an Aaron Boone press conference and using that in our married lives. Meaning, I will play the role of the wife, and Aaron Boone will play the role of the husband. And we'll see if it actually can get you in and out of sticky situations with your missus. That's coming up next. We will talk about the Giants later on in the show as well. The Mets are currently in a rain delay, so if you are out there at Citi Field, if you want to call in and kind of give us a little bit of setting the scene as far as what's going on there, feel free. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan.
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's
Lugie! 738 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie! Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Lug evening. It is After Hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Coming up later this segment, we will play the game of applying Aaron Boone quotes to our married life. But first, Emma Stone is making a new movie, and it's called The Catch, where, well, actually, first of all, Emma Stone.
How you doing?
Big time. Emma Stone is making a movie where she is a Met fan, I think. And this is what I gather from the internet. And she pulls like a Bartman, a Steve Bartman. And if you're young and you're unfamiliar with that, you know, Steve Bartman leaned over the railing or somewhat leaned over the railing and got in the way of Moises Alou making a catch. And it ultimately, or at least that's the way people want to put it out there, that it led to the Cubs losing that series. Marlins went on to win the World Series. This was before the Cubs had won a World Series, so the drought continued, and Bartman was basically public enemy number one. I think that's essentially what this is going to be. I could be wrong, but based on some AI searches of this movie that they're filming at Citi Field with Emma Stone and Chris Pine, Emma Stone is going to pull a Bartman, and Met fans, baseball fans are all going to hate her. So Frank the Tank will do a million videos about her being mad at her, which leads me to this.
Because we are incompetent!
Yes, which will lead to, I think, Emma Stone needing the assistance and the help of Positive Tommy.
Because, oh, hi there.
Yes, because all Met fans are going to be upset with Emma, and she's going to need the power of positivity. She is going to need Positive Tommy in her corner.
What are you, like, doing later?
So we have two scenarios that could play out here. Either I'll be in the movie, playing myself, of course.
No, Biggie.
Who better to play me than, well, me? Or, if they don't want to cast me because, well, I have no acting experience, I'm happy to suggest a few people that could play me, whether it's Leonardo DiCaprio, or Ryan Reynolds, or Ryan Gosling.
Boogie.
If you want to throw any one of those actors in there and they could be Positive Tommy in the Emma Stone movie, that works just as fine. But I could tell you I'm probably going to be a lot cheaper than those three. But yeah, she's going to need the power of positivity. She's going to need the help of Positive Tommy. Tommy, the hopeless romantic. That's right. Tommy, the movie star. You'll start calling me Tommy, the movie star.
Because Tommy the lover boy.
That's right. I will be... Now, I don't know if we necessarily have to have any romantic scenes, Emma and I, but I'm open to it. I don't know about full frontal nudity, but I'll show my bare ass. I have no issue with that. That's totally fine with me. Now, you're not going to get much out of it. You know, I read the story that Cardi B apparently is getting her butt, what do they call that when you have the butt injections? She was having her butt injections reduced. It's like, I read that story and I was like, maybe I should get butt implants because I have absolutely, like, my ass, seriously, it's comical. It looks like a balloon that you take the air out of it. I mean, there's nothing going on back there. And I never thought about it. Like, instead of doing squats, I could just get butt implants.
A nice round ass.
Now, you don't want to go overboard. I don't want Thanksgiving dinner to be served on my tuchus. But if I could just get a nice, like, yeah, round ass.
A nice round ass.
Thank you, Al. If I could just have one of those situations on the behind, then I'd be happy to show that behind in the new Emma Stone movie.
Tommy, the total package.
Yes, I am Lex Lugauer. I think that sounds like a great idea, but from what I can gather, maybe I have the plot totally wrong, but what she was filming this past weekend, I think they might have even been filming again earlier this week. What I understand about the movie The Catch, and don't hold me to this, but this is what I read on the internet, so it must be true, is that she is going to do something a la Steve Bartman, where she's going to be the most hated person in all of baseball. She's clearly wearing a Met hat when they were showing her at the game on Friday night. She's doing a scene with Juan Soto. So my guess is she's a Met fan and she spoils something for the Mets. So like I said, all Met fans, Frankie will be mad at her. She, Emma Stone, and by the way, Emma Stone, I mean, you know.
Oh, hi there.
Big time. I mean, let me do a little quick search here. I think so, because I was a, let me do real fast here. Okay, yeah. We're right around the same age. When I was in college, that was when Superbad came out. And that was sort of our first introduction to Emma Stone. And that's a perfect timing. Like, I'm like the perfect audience for Superbad. We could be that mistake because I was in college.
Hello, Mindy.
Take that vest off, Fogel. You look like Aladdin. That was the perfect movie at the perfect time for me because those are, what, high school seniors and I was maybe like a sophomore or junior in college, so it was perfect. But yeah, they gotta get Positive Tommy. If this is the plot, Positive Tommy needs to be in the movie.
What are you like doing later?
Thank you. It doesn't mean I have to star myself or star as myself, but we need to get somebody in there, you know, famous actor or handsome actor to play Positive Tommy because you don't, if you're the most hated, because I mean, let's be honest, Positive Tommy often is a man on an island when it comes to defending the things that the Mets do, say, or what is going on the field.
Losers like Tommy Lugauer.
So obviously, if this movie is true to life, Emma, or whatever her character, oh, sweet Emma, is going to need a little bit of Positive Tommy.
No biggie!
Is gonna, exactly. She's going to need a no biggie. That's what I feel. I pull her over and say, listen, Emma, it's no biggie. So you pull the Steve Bartman, you cost the Mets a World Series, the drought continues, everybody's mad at you, the mob is after you.
We can get back to 50,000 out of 900 because he's a loser.
Frank the Tank wants you basically out of SAG-AFTRA. He doesn't want you to be an actress anymore. You know, both and your character to be eviscerated. Positive Tommy will be there to help. And like I said, if you want to make it into a romantic comedy, I'm all for it, but it doesn't have to be.
Tommy really? The lover boy.
I could just be the friend.
Motherfucker, Tommy Lugauer.
I could just be the shoulder to cry on. I could just be the power of positivity, the positivity prophet.
Object to the
to help you in this fight against the mob, because I go against the mob on a daily basis. Luke evening. Angry Met fans, Yankee fans that want Mets tears. They are constantly coming after Positive Tommy.
Let's go!
Yankees. I don't know who that was. But I am no stranger to this fight, Emma. So, like I said, if you want to cast me in the movie, I will do not full frontal nudity, but perhaps bare ass. That's fine. If the part calls for it, obviously.
I don't give a
It probably would be weird for me to do that in this movie. It's a movie about baseball. But in case that's needed, I'm open to it. And if you don't want to cast me because I have no experience, then a DiCaprio or a Ryan Reynolds or a Ryan Gosling. I'm totally fine with that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. By the way, before we get into the Aaron Boone quotes, how you could apply it to your married life, before the break, I don't want to pull a Jimmy Fallon here and laugh at all our own material here. It just used to drive me crazy. It's like, Jimmy, we get it. Will Ferrell's funny. You don't have to laugh at every single thing he said that comes out of his mouth. But, I mean, some of it was very funny. I understand that. But still, didn't you rehearse this stuff? You know what's coming. Anywho, the thing we talked about before the break was the fact that tonight is a three-hour after hours. We have a special Giants training camp show coming up at 10 o'clock. So I got you till 7, from 7 till 10. We know that a five-hour after hours is called a Big Lugowski.
The Big Lugowski.
That's right. But we don't know, or we don't have, a name for a three-hour after hours. I pose to our audience, hey, if you have a great idea, or if you have an idea, send it along, and if it is great, we'll use it forever, and we won't give you any credit. Now, here are some of the entries we have on social media. One person called it Limited Loogie at 3. Okay. There are no bad suggestions. Two people, believe it or not, want to call it something that is somewhat similar to the other. So this fella here, Darren, says, how about Lugauer Island? Like Gilligan's Island. Well, here's the problem with that. I think in light of everything going on with another island, we probably don't want to associate my name with an island. I think that's probably fair to say. We don't need a Lugauer Island. That's just
Tommy the Rationalizer.
That's right. So the last thing I want, if this was a couple years ago or something like that, and maybe in like 10, 15, 20 years, and you want to put my last name in front of an island, that's fine. But I think in light of just, you know, everything going on, I don't think I would want, nor would the company want a Lugauer Island. I think that's probably safe.
Tommy!
So we're going to avoid Lugauer and Island. Same thing with this fellow who said Lou Gilligan's Island. We don't want no islands, please.
Luke Evening.
Talk amongst yourself. Rhode Island. It's neither a road nor an island. And this one, it comes from Peter. He wants to call it the Schmedium Lugowski. I could go for that because I, when it comes to clothes, am more of a Schmedium guy. When I wear a small shirt, sometimes my problem areas are a little bit more problematic. I'm Tommy the Soft Man. My man boobs are a little bit more profound. My slight belly that I have will stick out. But if I wear a medium, I'm swimming in it. What I need is a schmedium.
Fat!
No. I'm not fat. I just have a couple of problem areas. Like, girls would kill for my legs, but my stomach and the... They're probably more moobs than man boobs. Like, somewhere if it's like the chart. What's the Homo sapien chart, right? So, man boobs and moobs. I'm somewhere probably in the middle there.
He's fat!
No. It's not necessarily fat, Stephen A.
I saw a belly.
No, you did not, Stephen A. There's no belly. It's just a little bit. I think it's because every other part of me is so thin that the problem areas are accentuated. I need the Schmedium shirt. So, if there is a clothing company out there that has a lot of Schmediums, hit your boy up. But I kind of like that. Not terrible. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Kenny in Manhattan also has a suggestion for 3 hour after hours. What do you got, Kenny?
Hey, man, I think you should do Quick Lube.
Quick Lube. So like a quickie, like a nooner? Quick Lube. Let me think about that one. It wasn't one of those.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Those ones where I was like, yes! Oh, yes! Yes! Woo! You know, I'll have what she's having. It wasn't one of those. I didn't need to rip a heater after that suggestion. Speaking of that, Connor, do me a favor, handsome. And it's great to have the just ultra-talented Connor Green back here. I thought he was honestly, he had gone missing, quite frankly. I was worried about his whereabouts because I hadn't worked with him in a month, and he brings so much to this. Oh, look, I'm already extremely funny, but he adds so many things to this show with the drops, and the audience did miss him. So Connor Green is back with us tonight.
No biggie.
Connor, do me a favor, though. Can you just write down something on my calendar that I have?
Yeah, sure thing.
Yeah. Just write down, reminder, star it three times and underline it seven, underline it nine times for
me. Just 10 round number?
Yeah, do 10 underlines and 27 stars on both sides of it.
Okay.
And then what I need in the middle is, reminder, unfollow Sydney Sweeney on Instagram.
Really?
Oh, okay. I can't do it anymore. Well, because it's not that I want to. It's more about when I'm preparing for the show and coming up with bits and coming up with topics and coming up with drops and coming up with things to just talk about in general, thinking ahead.
I am Tommy the Visionary.
Yes. I go on Instagram and my dearest Sydney, she is the first thing that pops up on my feed. And what Sydney does, and it's brilliant, is she doesn't just post one picture. She'll post 30 pictures in one posting.
Oh, hi there.
And as I've told Tiki a million times, there are some, because Tiki loves his rabbit holes, there are some rabbit holes that you never get out of. And a Sydney Sweeney Instagram post is one of those rabbit holes.
They call them, Tommy, thirst traps.
Tommy, yeah. That, now, well, that's why they're, Connor, I don't know if you know this, they're calling me Tommy Thirst Traps.
No biggie.
That's what they're calling me. And those thirst traps get me, you know, they're my, let's put it this way. My thirst is never quenched.
Tommy.
And the production rate for, it's like the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament, you know, when nobody's doing any work at the office. That's where I'm at when I put a Sydney Sweeney Instagram post right up on my phone. It's just, it's a tough one. So what I need to do is stop following her. It's a tough decision, but it's something that need. It's just the
damage.
Big time. The toughest decisions in life sometimes have to be made, and this is one of them. So Connor, like I said, 47 underlines, 27,000 stars on both sides. Put it on my calendar and just say, reminder, unfollow Sydney Sweeney on Instagram.
Okay, we'll do. Emma Stone still okay to follow, though?
Yeah, and Ella Langley, I have to stop unfollow her as well.
How you doing?
Yeah, I got to actually write down, Tommy, just don't look at your phone, because it's hard, because I need to look at my phone before the show, but Tommy, don't look at your phone up till 6 hours before the show.
Okay.
Meaning for the 6 hours leading up to the show, put the phone away.
Okay, I'll write it down.
Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ryan in Kent, Connecticut has an idea for the three-hour after hours. What do you got going on, Ryan?
Yo, oh, man, Tommy, yeah, that's great, man. I hear you on that. Yo, so I was thinking for the three-hour show, Lounging with Loogie. It's kind of simple, but it's quick, you know?
Lounging with Loogie. I like that idea, the lounging with Loogie. It almost gives me the... Remember the bit on SNL with Christopher Walken? Oh, I just had it in my head what the heck the name of it was. The Continental? I think that's what they call them. Just like, but a Loogie Lounge. Because I talked about this, what was it now, almost 2 weeks ago when we were out at Fanatics Fest, and it was awesome. The shows were great. Fanatics Fest is an awesome event. We here, you know, Jess Clark had a massive hand in this. I think it was her brainchild. We had built, and by we, I think it was basically Jess, built this bodega out at Fanatics Fest for WFAN, and it had chips and gum and soda and all this stuff. And the only thing was, I said, well, there's really no, like, Lugauer section. You know, there was no Nudie Mags, there was no Zinn, There was no
damage.
There was no vape. Watermelon ice, by the way. There was no section for Lugauer. I mean, you know, there's a, you go into a bodega, there's a naughty section, all right? There's a section where you can get yourself into not necessarily in trouble, but we are after hours here. You know what I mean?
Tommy!
Friendly advice. If you've never tried Zin before, don't have a few beers and then put a whole one in your mouth. Just a little bit of a friendly advice from your boy here. Remember that movie? What was the movie? What was that Adam? It wasn't even Adam Sandler, but it was an Adam Sandler production, and it was the guy that's always in his movies, but he was in it. Grandma's Boy or something like that. I think it was Grandma's Boy, and he took the one sort of thing that helped you get going in the night, and they call it the Frankenstein.
No,
that's how I felt on this Zin. I told my boy, I was like, what in the world is this that you just gave me? And why is the room spinning? Can you please get the room? I felt like I was on the Gravitron from back in the day with the back in those carnivals. The carnivals still exist anymore? I don't even know if they still exist. But when I was a young lad back in high school, they had these rides called the Gravitron, and you would just go on this thing, and it was like, like the teacups at Disneyland, except they were on steroids, essentially. But that's what I felt like. And then my bud said, oh, yeah, you probably should have just only taken a half of that and put it in your mouth. I was like, oh, yeah, well, you could have told me that yesterday! Anywho, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Connor, I still think we have time for the Aaron Boone segment that we promised everybody.
Yeah, we have time.
Okay.
No biggie.
So this is something that we've decided. We'll get back to your calls here on the Yankees. We'll bang through the calls in the next hour. I apologize for not getting you here. We will get to you if you're on hold. Don't go anywhere. We had to get through a little business there in the last couple minutes. But we promised everybody this segment that we introduced last week. Going forward here on After Hours, if Aaron Boone says something in a post game, in a press conference, that is just really just sticks out as something that's like, really? What did he just say? We are going to isolate it, and then we are going to try to apply it to married life, or even could be, you know, you got a girlfriend, you got a fiance, whatever the case may be. And in this exercise, Connor, or whoever the producer is, they will play the role of Aaron Boone. So we have the clip. And then I will be the wife asking the husband this question. And then we will use Aaron Boone as the answer. And we'll figure out if we can just, when we get into trouble with our wives, or we get, you know, we're on trial, if we can use Aaron Boone speak to get us out of the jam. I am Tommy the Family Man. Yes, I am. I'm also Tommy the Thirst Trap, apparently, too. So, really, I'm many Tommies. You never know what Tommy you're going to get. Here's the clip from last night, isolated. This was Aaron Boone, a part of it. Aaron Boone talking about Ollie Sanchez's decision to throw down to third base.
We're big leaguers, and we're not going to not do things.
Okay. What?
And we're not going to not do things.
That doesn't make any sense. So, all right. So we have the clip here. Now, I will play the role of not necessarily my wife, but just a wife, girlfriend, fiance. And then Aaron will answer the questions. So it'll be something like, honey, did you go to the strip club again last night with your friends?
We're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things.
Got it. Honey, did you sleep with my best friend again?
We're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things. It's a sickness.
Yes. Honey, did you, because we've talked about this, honey, did you blow our kid's college account on OnlyFans?
We're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things.
Now, those are obviously extreme scenarios and you probably should not be doing any of those three things. Just a little word of advice. So let's do something a little bit more around the house type of stuff, your everyday marriage sort of things. So again, I'm playing the role of the wife and I would say, honey, did you leave your dirty underwear all over the floor again?
We're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things.
Okay. Honey, did you eat all the ice cream again?
We're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things.
Honey, did you leave the toilet seat up again?
We're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things.
Honey, did you leave our kids at the grocery store again?
We're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things.
Thank you, Aaron. So what he just said there...
It's a sickness.
It is a sickness. And really, I've heard that clip now 6,000 times. It's been playing in my dreams. I have absolutely no idea what Aaron Boone is talking about when he said that. No idea. We're big leaguers and we're not going to not do things.
We got to score a freaking point.
Isn't it run?
We had to score a freaking point.
I feel like I'm back on the Zin.
Point.
Yeah. Okay.
Point.
It's not point. It's run.
Point.
Run! It's run!
Point.
Run!
It's right in front of us.
I cannot wait for the Aaron Boone podcast after he's no longer the Yankee manager. That's going to be a good one. Speaking of podcasts, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. You know how I get when I do these 7 o'clock shows. I'm just, this is, you know, I have Connor
Luke
here.
Evening.
I have energy. It's great. Speaking of podcasts, as you know, I'm a huge Theo Von fan. Love me some Theo Von. And we call the 5 hour after hours a Big Lugowski, which is obviously a nod to one of the great movies of all time, The Big Lebowski. So we call it the Big Lugowski, the 5 hour off of Big Lebowski. Well, Jeff Bridges, who obviously played the dude in The Big Lebowski and is a tremendous actor, Academy Award winning actor, I had never heard this before. And Bridges brought this up in the podcast. And if you haven't seen the movie, then what do you want me to tell you? I mean, the movie's been out a million years. I'm not spoiling anything, but it might be difficult for you to follow around. But so essentially, there is a character in that movie, in The Big Lugowski, that Steve Buscemi plays, named Donnie. Tremendous. Great foil to John Goodman's character, to Jeff Bridges' character. There is a fan theory out there, and Bridges himself brought it up on Theo Von's podcast. And like I said, I've never heard this before.
You're going to be raising a dang lizard, homie.
You're going to need some bifocals.
That thing is going to need bifocals, brother.
You're going to need to be standing behind him when there's a full moon. Make sure
it
doesn't fall
down. Turn you into a damn owl, homie.
Exactly. Bridges said on this podcast that Donnie in the... There, or at least there's a theory out there, and I think Bridges is sort of, he can buy into this.
Mikhail Bridges?
No, Jeff Bridges. And he said on this podcast, Theo Von, that Donnie in the Big Lebowski is imaginary. He's not real. He is a figment of John Goodman's character's imagination. Goodman went to Vietnam, maybe a little PTSD, because the dude, or Jeff Bridges' character, rarely, if ever, interacts with Donnie, and only, essentially, Goodman reacts with Donnie. I am the walrus. Life does not start and stop at your convenience, you miserable piece of... It's really just Goodman who yells at Donnie constantly. That rug really tied the room together. That guy peed on it. Donnie, please. It's... It's a great theory. Now, I do think the Coen brothers, who obviously wrote the movie, directed it, debunked that fan theory, but that's one to chew on. And if you've never seen it, watch it. I highly recommend it. And if you have seen it, now think about it. Donnie in The Big Lebowski is a figment of John Goodman, Walter's character's imagination.
What am I, a mirage?
You want a toe, dude? I'll get you a toe. I'll get you a toe here in 3 hours. Don't ask how I can get it, but I'll get you with nail polish on it. 888-808-10. You're over the line, Smokey. This is not NOM. There are rules. Market zero. Market 8, dude. You pull any of that crap with us, you pull your piece out on the lane. John Turturro, by the way, who we know his brother Nick calls the station a bunch. John Turturro, who's one of the great character actors of all time. His role in that movie, and I know he's only on screen for maybe 5 minutes. Hilarious. Absolutely tremendous. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. All right, we're all over the place there in that segment. I apologize for that. Or maybe I don't. If you thought it was funny, then I don't apologize. But if you want to get back to your Yankee calls, we will hear this.
They
hour.
Call me Tommy the Clicks Machine.
That's right. It's just a lot going on in the old brain. Giants coming up later on in the show. Malik Nabers, his availability. How this is a very important year for Abdul Carter, his second year in the pros. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour as we lead you up to a training camp show at 10 o'clock, a Giants training camp show. Your Yankee calls, trade deadline, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy, here in primetime.
I want the
Lugie!
You can't handle the
Lugie!
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.